Thank you, Madam Chair, and I will speak on behalf of Ecoforum and Gutta Environmental Law Association. First of all, we would like to thank for the presentation of the results of the survey and also for making the survey, taking the effort, as well as would like to thank to the parties and stakeholders who responded, and also to the Secretariat for summarizing the results of this survey. We found it very, very interesting, and we would like to see it in writing, so that would be even more, let's say, giving more, more thoughts for further deliberations. We would like to suggest that some of the parts of the survey, for example, the obstacles, the systemic barriers, and also some solutions for these barriers, as well as the good practices, would be used for making conclusions and recommendations based on what we learned from this survey. Also, today and tomorrow in this task force meeting, we will hear presentations and we will have some discussions that will also provide useful input for the lessons learned. And based on these, we would like to suggest to develop recommendations and offer this to parties and other stakeholders, but especially for parties, to improve the involvement and engagement of groups and people in vulnerable situations. We also would think that this could be an addition to the Maastricht recommendation, which has one chapter on this topic. And we also would like to see that this topic is being put on the agenda also in the future. And regularly we look at what is the situation with the implementation of implementation of good practices and reduction of barriers or elimination of barriers to the participation of groups and people in vulnerable situations. So we hope that there will be in the outcomes of this meeting, of course, there will be some paragraphs on making these recommendations, and also we can include it hopefully in the decision, draft decision, on the future work for the on future work on public participation for the meeting of the parties, and we would like to really support the work on improving the involvement and engagement of groups and people in vulnerable situations. I hope I summarized everything, but my colleagues may add, or in the future, of course, we will contribute to further discussing these issues and the recommendations. Thank you.